Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Hold on the check-in, yo. And my nigga King Eric, my nigga Common on the line. What's the deal, y'all?
What's up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I ain't been in tune with nothing this week, man. I don't know what the fuck going on in the news. None of that shit. What's goody, man? Talk to me.
Man, a lot of serious business going on in the politics world, man. I don't know if y'all heard about the FBI raiding up on Eric Adams' fundraiser crib. I don't know. They saying that he's taking some dirty money or something, but hey, now they got the FBI's on his head.
But you know what? You know about the New York news for? That's New York news, nigga. That's New York news, nigga. What you worry about that for?
Well, you got to know when the FBI is moving, especially on key political figures, because, you know, he's tied in with Biden and all them.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that got to do with the campaign manager. It don't really have to do with Eric Adams. It has to do with the lady that's in charge of that. But, you know, ain't no real proof.
Oh, something down. If they raiding, nigga, they got something. They just waiting to get all the fucking
shit
in line before they holler at them.
Yeah, the lady, I forget what's her name, but you know, she's the one that accepts contributions.
Yeah, she's the one, but she's so young behind it. She was too young to be doing all that shit. She just got on. She was like 23 when they put her in that position. They put her in that shit to be a scapegoat.
Yeah, but she still works for him, and you know, they're going to resolve whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the
reason. And, you know, we always, we always talking about Israel and what's going on, but the U.S. just granted Israel like 13 point something billion.
Oh, I thought they weren't giving that up. I thought the Republicans weren't giving that up.
They gave it up.
Nah,
they the ones that was pushing for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, they was against that shit. Last time I checked, Republicans don't want to give up shit.
Nah, they didn't want to give it up. I think they didn't want to give it up to the Ukrainians. They didn't want to give it up to the Ukrainians, but when it came to Israel, they went ahead. They flat out cut the blank check.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that we in trillion-dollar debt here in the U.S., and they still signing off on billion-dollar money. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, they done spent so money in helping these motherfuckers with wars. You know what that money could have did for us in the U.S., yo? All that money they spent.
Yeah, you know what Pac...
Everybody.
You know what Pac said? You got money for wars, but can't feed the poor.
Word, bro. That's some true shit.
That's prolific words that hold true to this day. And they give it up like nothing.
For real.
Yeah, they spent half the money that they spent giving to Ukraine and all this shit.
You know how rich the U.S. would be if they took that money and put it into America?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, yo, a lot of shit would be good over here, man. It would be good.
Yeah, there would be no homelessness. There would be no homelessness if they put that trillions of dollars and billions of dollars into the U.S.
There should be no homeless kids, no homeless, hungry kids in America. Kids should not be going to sleep hungry.
It's enough to feed every family in America.
And put them on their feet and set them up.
Billions of dollars? You could cut a check monthly, like a stimmy check monthly. $1,000 a month.
Yeah, but that's how to keep you
take
down.
That money.
You heard that's how they keep niggas down. Like, that's how you keep it down. Just keep niggas broke, keep niggas working. That keeps them, you know, keeps everything balanced for them.
Yeah, they could take that money and create jobs. Good paying jobs, too.
They could fix the roads, fix up projects, fix up different things, man. Fix up the education system.
Well, you know, the roads have to do with the state and what the state gets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody
out here
about these roads, man. Everybody complain about fucking roads. Fucking their car up and shit. You know, you're a car owner.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that a certain percentage of the gas you buy, a certain percent of that money that you buy gas goes towards DOT for them to fix roads. So they keep going up in the gas price. You know, here on the island they do, but it's always the state roads that get fixed and not the county roads. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on the expressway, they fixing that shit. But if you're on Sunrise, they ain't fixing that shit.
They care about the money areas.
No, there's money areas on Sunrise.
Need mental health, man. So many crazy motherfuckers. You know how many people I've seen today walking around the street crazy? Yo, I see one person walking. Yo, this bitch got a fucking, like, some leotards on. Fucking like a short fucking, you know, one of those, like, short, damn, what do they call it? You can see your stomach, and they just got, you know, got your tits covered. But you got all
oh, like a, like a tank top, half shirt?
Yeah, yeah, like a half tank top, yeah, one of those things. She got all her fat out, hair looking a mess. She's walking in a daze. Then you look over here, you see this fucking guy over here. He's fucking crazy, fucking talking to himself, screaming. You look over here, you see something. Yo, I looked all around. I was like, yo, this is a crazy asylum.
I say, they look like zombies out here.
Motherfuckers is just loose walking around. I'm like, nah, nah, nah. Somebody gonna push somebody on the train. These are them train pushing motherfuckers. Like, why would they do that? You wonder why would somebody do that? Because they are fucking crazy. And they just letting them fucking walk around. They're gonna do something to somebody soon, or hurt themselves or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Well, yeah, they don't really care because it's not really affecting their bottom line.
You know, that started because, you know, they stopped funding mental health.
You got the crazy motherfucker just shot up 18 people. They gonna put that shit in mental health.
Hey, I did that. How about the guy that walked into a place and shot mad people, and then he killed himself?
Yeah, that's the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a trip how mass shootings.
It's a trip, man, how mass shootings are now like regular day shit now. Like, I remember when mass shootings used to be like, it should happen like every once in a blue moon, but now it's like a daily ritual.
America's a gun culture, man. You know, I think, man, niggas just need to take everybody's guns. And we'd be like those fucking countries with no fucking guns, but Americans don't want to give up their guns. Motherfuckers like, you don't want to take them out, man.
America loves niggas, guns.
I know niggas that refuse to give their guns up. You know, the white dudes I know? The white dudes I know that got guns? Them niggas on some bullshit like, yo, they gotta come take my shit. They gonna get shot. Come and take my shit. They will fight. They'll die to keep them guns. And I'm like, I can't understand that shit. I'm like, you know, why? Like, why is America so gun crazy, yo? Why?
Because you have
the
right to bear arms.
And the politicians not gonna do anything, you know? They're not gonna do anything because they in their back pocket. NRA is all in their back pocket. I mean,
yeah, I know you got
the
right to bear arms, but you got crazy motherfuckers walking around. You got countries that don't even fucking have them guns like that on the street. They don't have. You don't got to worry about a motherfucker shooting up 18 motherfuckers. They got crime, but they ain't got no gun violence like that. Why can't we, y'all? Why we can't be like that? Like, just give it everybody gun. Nobody can have a gun. What the fuck? I'm for that. I'm gonna fuck. I ain't scared to have not to have a gap. These niggas are scared to death to have not to have that. They want their guns. I can't understand.
Yeah, I mean they want to protect their property.
All right, but I'm just saying, what about the crazy motherfuckers running around killing everybody that got them guns? Everybody's not using it for protection.
Yeah, I mean, you should have, you know, if you do go for a gun, you should be screened for mental health. You know what I'm saying? And if you okay and you ain't got the crazy twitch, you should be allowed to have your guns. But if you got a fucking something wrong with you.
The crazy twitch.
Yeah, you know, that eye twitch and shit. Just the crazy. If you got that crazy look, You can't pass this test, you shouldn't have a gun.
Nobody should have no gun. Cause look how easy it is for a motherfucker just to go kill kids and go to school. I'm just mad today. I'm going to go use this gun and shoot mad motherfuckers. Who gave it? Yo, this shit ain't supposed to be happening.
I mean, but you know how, all right, so you know how like every few years, you know, you should be able to
to take a test. Like even like when you get to a certain age and you're a driver, you know, you should take a test to make sure that you're still good to be on the road. You know what I mean?
Nobody
just like in practice and whatever
police.
You practice.
How about that? Only people that should have a gun is the police. That's it. Fuck it. How about that? No hunting, none of that shit.
But police shouldn't have guns either, because a crazy motherfucker could just dunk a cop on his head and take his pistol.
True that, too.
You know, if nobody got guns, you see overseas, motherfucker walk around and beat you with a billy club. They ain't walking around with no guns, officers.
That's what I'm saying, man. That might, do you ever think America would get to the point where they're going to have no guns?
I doubt it. They'll have some kind of gun. They'll have some kind of gun.
It's
if it ain't a
culture,
fucking bullet, it's going to be a taser. It's going
to
be something.
To all the people that got killed by a motherfucker because he had a gun and was mad, they didn't do nothing to nobody. That shit, nobody should have that power, yo. Take everybody's fucking gun. I'm for that. Go door to door. Take everybody's gun. Fuck it. That's what y'all want to do? You think you're going to fucking just get mad and walk outside and kill babies and kill people, innocent people? Fuck that. We taking all guns. And we don't want to give them up, you're going to throw your ass in jail.
But what do you think about them trying to bring back drafts?
What?
For the military.
Oh, the draft?
Yeah. They talk about bringing that shit back.
That's because I guess it's about to get real. They need more bodies. They know shit's about to get real.
But,
drafting niggas.
But do you think
they can
like,
go to the army?
Out of all them people that get drafted, that get asked to draft, a lot of them just are going to go to jail. But they're going to, a lot of people these days, they smart enough not to know, I'm not fucking going to war for you. You made this shit.
Especially over the common
core. You started this shit.
Yeah, they going to try to make you go to war.
You know how, hell yeah, you know how full the jail's going to be? Like, send me my fucking ramen noodles. I don't give a fuck what's going on over there. I'm in here chilling. I got Hershey bars. I got fucking.
If you don't fight for your country, you're not a patriot. This, you got to fight for your country. Cause you ain't have a choice of none of this shit.
If you want to find a patriot, go to motherfucking New England. Cause I ain't fucking bucking no shots for nothing. That shit don't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, man.
I'm not part of that money that you just gave out. You just gave out billions of dollars to them, and you want to sacrifice our people? You better take them $1 billion and make fucking clones and send fucking Star Wars over there.
Well, since they crazy about them damn robots, you better make Terminator and Robocop up in there. Send them out there.
Hell yeah, you better AI that shit. Send some AI over there.
Nah, nigga, they want niggas over there, boots on the ground, nigga.
Yeah, they want boots on the ground, but when those boots on the ground come back, that shit's gonna be worse than Vietnam, and people not having jobs, and opioid addiction is gonna be through the roof, because they're gonna be on that side of the world getting strung out under the bridge. Like, I'll be watching videos people in them countries getting high under the bridge and shit. A bunch of motherfuckers just smoking fucking dope.
Hell yeah, coming back like fucking dead presidents. Smokey, remember Smokey came back? That nigga was fucked up. What
You gotta give them incentive. Oh, you want me to go over here? All right, so make sure you put my mom's up in 40 acres. Make sure I got a nice house, some cattle.
No, nigga, you
shit,
just gonna go fight for your country. You gonna go fight for your country. Fuck out of here. You're going to go die.
Fuck that. My name is,
to die for your country.
My name is fuck. My name is Cassius Clay, motherfucker. Call me Muhammad Ali.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna start all this shit. Now y'all wanna try to make niggas go to the army? Fuck out of here.
That's what.
Look. You take jobs. You take jobs away.
Yeah.
Nah, you take jobs away. You raise taxes. You do all this shit to keep us down. And you want us to go over there and fight war for you? When you ain't fighting my poverty war over here?
Yeah, you know, I definitely don't believe in the draft shit.
And think about it, you can't go to Canada because they'll extradite you. You're going to have to go somewhere where there's no extraditing. I'll be over somewhere with Russell Simmons somewhere chilling. Like, yo, Russell, what goes on over here? What can I do over here? I ain't going back over there. I'll sit around here and fucking do yoga poses. I'll be out here doing yoga poses with you. What are we doing?
Hey, what you doing? Word up.
Yeah, what are we doing over here? They got fucking friendlies out here? Like, what are we doing?
Nah, man.
Yeah, that's,
you going
to know. That shit going to the draft is not going to work at all. That's... Plus, considering the fact that the country is more divided than ever and nobody's feeling patriotic, fighting for the country is the last on people's mind.
Nah, they're going to throw the prisoners in there.
Yeah, back.
They'll
you
throw
know, back
the convicts
in
there.
But what do you think the convicts going to do? The convicts going AWOL. As soon as you give them a gun, they going AWOL. Motherfuckers going AWOL.
Nah,
they find
you
they
have
a hobby.
You can't go AWOL.
You got to stick with the team, nigga. You going to get AWOL. They going to kill your ass out there. The enemy going to kill you. You're going to have to be down. The enemy don't want to hear that shit.
I'll stop.
So you over here, you're going to get popped. You're going to have to fight, nigga. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Nah, I ain't with that shit, but, though, for real.
Nah, there's no confidence in the country no more because the people...
I ain't with
I
that
think
shit.
About
I ain't with them telling... I'm not with, them,
with,
I'm not with them telling people, telling females they can't have babies. Abortion, I ain't with them being in your bedroom. You know, and there's another thing, like, they trying to be in people's bedrooms, like, oh, if you're a lesbian, you'll be in trouble. You get in trouble for having... lesbian sex. What? Who told y'all niggas that was in my business like that? Like, who the fuck is y'all niggas? You know, they trying to be in niggas' bedrooms. The government trying to get in the bedroom with niggas, like.
But just think about
crazy.
This, right? So I just renewed my license the other day, right? And there's a new license out there, and they want to know all this information. Like, they want to know, like, everything about you.
Give me an example.
They want utility bill, birth certificate. Like, if you want the enhanced license, like, I just renewed mine. It was just a renewal. But if you're going for a brand new license, they trying to get all this extra information from you. When, like, yo, listen, man, I gave you this information. Why you want more information? Like, it's bad enough I'm giving you my Social Security number.
Yeah, that's crazy,
that
man.
Shit ain't,
they all in
you know,
the finish, man.
They want your birth certificate. They want your Social Security number. They want a utility bill. They want a proof of residency. Like, I don't want you knowing where I live, motherfucker.
Yeah, they damn your shit. They're trying to rule women's bodies. They're trying to rule women's bodies, and they're trying to tell you
know your every move.
Sex.
Know everything you're doing. There's no privacy.
Oh, it ain't no privacy right now. They know everything you're doing. They know every porn site you go to. They know everything. everything you're doing. Don't even think you're hiding nothing. Don't think you're hiding nothing. You ain't hiding nothing. There's somebody
they
watching
like,
everything.
Like,
right? Look at this guy right now. Looking at these titties.
Look at this motherfucker. This guy be on Instagram. He be on Instagram for 5 hours scrolling, watching nothing. This dumb motherfucker. Go do something. Get a coloring book, motherfucker.
If somebody watching scrolling, somebody's watching your web activity, definitely.
For real.
That's why it don't pay to try to be sneaky or nothing. Just fuck it. Whatever. That shit can help you too. Like if you charge for a crime or something. Nigga, I wasn't on no crime. I was watching porn. Pick on my motherfucking, go look at my goddamn shit. Y'all niggas know where I was at.
Look, BBL right here. Look, BBL. Big breasted woman right here. Look, I was on at fucking 6:55 to about 9 o'clock. Just watching titties bouncing.
They got the whole duration. They got the whole duration timing.
Hell yeah. Look, I've been here the whole time.
I don't give a fuck about the niggas watching me. Well, can you see this shit? All right, I'm going to show you some weird shit. This nigga watching dogs fuck bitches.
they'll look at that and be like, look, we've seen Satan. What are we leaving him alone?
Look at this guy. He's watching the fucking dog fuck bitches again. The so OJ watching fucking kidding shit. They coming right to the crib. You see anything you fucking looking at? The niggas be knocking on your door. Hey, buddy.
Animal porn.
I mean, think about it. Even people watching porn, right? How many people on the news have you heard get caught with child porn? So there's a line that they have drawn. So you could watch big-breasted women all day long. But soon as you do some pedophile shit, they at the door like, look, he done watched this motherfucker for like 13 hours he was on this shit.
Yo, I heard that
Facebook watch
is it true Facebook gonna do a new thing? Like, if you could tell who's looking at your picture and for how long they was looking at it. Like that's crazy, right?
Or like who's
Like
people
you
got
your
to go
that
was looking at your page.
You got your pictures up there, your family, your daughter, your kids, your son. And you see, I was looking at your daughter for fucking 5 hours. You know what you was looking at my daughter picture for? What I want?
That's crazy. Crazy as hell.
Yes, sir. That's going to start a lot.
Hell yeah, that deserve that should have deserved a video call, like. Hell yeah, I'm calling you with my video on video. I'm calling you, yo, like, yo, what?
I heard they're going to do shit like that.
Yo, where you at?
You can tell who was looking at your pictures and what picture they was looking at and for how long they was looking at. That's going to get niggas killed.
Shit.
Yo, you looking at my girl, yo? What you looking at my girl for a half hour? You looking at a whole picture, this one picture. Yo, that's gonna cause problems, kid.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
you shouldn't be having
it'll let you know who was on your page.
Yeah,
how long was on your page?
Particular. Like, why are you looking at this picture for an hour, yo?
Yeah, what the
hell?
No scratch and sniff. You shit ain't gonna got no fucking scratch and sniff. What you scratching and sniffing the screen, motherfucker? What you doing over here?
But that's what niggas get, putting their business out there. But you showing everybody all your business for, man. Like back in the days, you didn't even see niggas' pictures, kids, fucking birthday parties, or none of that shit. You have to go to a nigga's crib and show you pictures like that. And yo, look at this, look at that. Oh, you never see this shit. It's only for family to see.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Watch a nigga grow up.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You can watch a nigga grow up on
for real.
Facebook. Like, I remember when he was just a baby. Oh, look how big he is now.
Word. They watch everything. They watch you go trick-or-treating. They watch you on Easter. They watch you on Christmas. Like, all that shit was private back in the day.
Yeah, man. Don't pay to be sneaky.
They're watching the whole duration of everything.
Hell yeah, they watching everything you do, the eyes on you. Why you think most phones, you know, you ever been talking to somebody and y'all talk about something and then you go on fucking Facebook and that shit pop up that you was just talking about, knowing that you ain't screenshot it, you ain't search it on your phone, you was just talking about it, and then boom, it's on your page, it's on your timeline. Like,
I remember I was in the city one time looking at beat machines, right? Just looking at beat machines. I ain't look at it. I ain't search for it in my phone or nothing. I get home, they got the same beat machine I was looking at, the NPM. Now I was hearing advertisements for that shit. Like, how did I even know I was looking at this shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, you must have been to yourself like, ooh, this MP3000. And boom, that shit heard you and you went home and it was like, look, the new MP3000. I'll be ready to throw this phone in the river.
That's some Skynet shit.
For real.
Seriously,
man. I didn't even have my phone on me. I ain't even have a phone. Like, you remember I ain't had a phone for a minute. I hated phone bombing. I have a phone for a minute when I was down south, right? Boom. What I was looking at? I think I went to see something, man. It was a camera or some shit. My lady was looking for a camera, a certain camera. I ain't even have my phone. I go home, get on my computer. It's on that. No, I get on the tablet to go look at the fucking, you know, get online and go Facebook and shit like that on my tablet. How that shit is on there, the fucking, the camera she's looking for, I'm like, well, how the fuck, man? I ain't even have my phone or nothing on me. It's crazy, yo.
And of course, y'all probably think out there, the listeners, if you a listener and you have dealt with any of this shit we talk about, call us up and let us know how the fuck you feel about that shit.
Yeah, man. You have no rights. You have no fucking privacy. Forget about privacy. Privacy is a thing of the past, nigga. Privacy.
Yeah, that's the older man.
The only way to be private
is
turn your fucking phones off, turn your TVs off, close your fucking blinds, turn the fucking light off, and sit in that bitch in the dark. That's some privacy for you.
Yeah, man. So the fight, they robbed Ngannou. They robbed him. That kid's really fucking... He lost, really.
Yeah, they trying to put money for the rematch. That's all that shit is about.
Yeah, me and E talked about that, but, you know, he had that knockdown. But, you know, you know how they get
you judging. You got to beat the guy, man. You got to beat. You got to take it.
If y'all exchanging blows and I threw more, you might have won this round. You know what I'm saying? You might have won this round, but you got three judges and it's by decision. It ain't even like, if you want
to
win, you got to knock
the fucking boxer. They weren't trying to let the boxer win, I mean lose, to an MMA fighter in the boxing room. Hell no, they weren't trying to do that. Unless he'd have beat him undeniably.
Oh, that's what he was?
Knocked him out.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was an MMA fighter.
Yeah, black dude, MMA fighter. What's his name? Ngabu? African kid.
Yeah, they try to be killed in bed.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, you ain't know
I ain't know
fucking thing?
I ain't know he was...
Yeah.
I know he was an MMA fighter.
Hell yeah. He ain't no boxer. Tyson was training that nigga. The first time that nigga was in the boxing ring. You ain't see that nigga throw the Superman punch?
Yeah.
What real boxer do a fucking Superman punch? And Eminem was sitting by Mike Tyson, right? And they show Eminem and Tyson talk about the Superman punch. Tyson's like, what the fuck is that? But Eminem asked him, yo, you told him that? He said, no, I ain't teaching that, but I told him to use it. Superman punch and fucking boxer.
I mean, they were all
legal.
But they basically gonna do that because there's money in the rematch, and you know, with all this, with the streaming deals coming up, because you know Showtime is no longer on air boxing, they're gonna probably look to bring that rematch into a different streaming service. So there's a lot of politics involved with that.
Nah, man, don't want to get. He said, "Yo, get him in the fucking octagon. I came into your world. Now you come to my world. You beat me. You think you're best fighting my fucking world?" Tyson think he can beat him in the fucking in the octagon. Yeah, I can come in there. I can fight. I can do that. You know, you pop a lot of shit. Yeah, get your ass in that octagon. Get these elbows and knees, nigga. Come get this knee work and them
elbow in the
you.
Face. And
that yeah,
and the tequila
about
clutch.
That life. Shit, that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Real,
I don't know if y'all been watching basketball.
See the Knicks fucking lose.
Watching
yeah.
Any games?
Yeah, you know I'm.
I mean, they could have seen the Lakers and the Clippers. Yeah. I seen the Lakers and the Clippers the other night.
Lakers getting their ass pushed right now. They playing fucking. Who are they playing? They playing fucking somebody bossing their ass.
Oh, they playing the Magic right now.
Celtics is playing right now. They in Brooklyn. A lot of NBA things
going on. They losing by 19 points. Yeah, they lost.
The Brooklyn beat the Bulls yesterday. That was a crazy game yesterday, Brooklyn and Chicago. And you know what game was crazy yesterday, too? The Warriors and OKC. They was putting up numbers, 141 to 139. They was going
you know
in.
That rookie, you know the rookie, in Wembaye, what's his name, fucking Wembaye? He just beat, they just beat fucking KD and them niggas, beat their ass.
Oh, yeah, the 76ers.
Crazy. Nah.
Yeah, 76ers. What are you talking about yesterday?
Yeah, KD got their ass beat by the Spurs, yeah.
Yeah, that was the other day. Yeah. Yeah, they got their ass. I mean,
that kid ain't no joke, man.
Last games I've seen the Suns play, they lost.
Fucking Dame.
It's like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, Dame. Milwaukee's a problem. Milwaukee's going to be a problem. They beat my Knicks last night, but, you know, we could have won that game, but we didn't.
The hell has happened to the Grizzlies? They 0-6.
I know John Morant. Is John Morant play yet? He's still he punished, right? I know they can't have that record with John Morant playing.
I think he's sitting out. Let me see.
Because, you know, he got called, you know, in the club with the Gat last year. They told him he got to miss a couple, how many games. I ain't seen him play yet. I ain't had no news on. I know he'd have been dunking on niggas crazy already.
Nah, he not playing.
That's why they got the doo-doo record right now. They got no wins. See what he did? Fucked up your team, man. Now, when he coming back? They suspended him for like 20-something games, right? for half showing the blicky on.
Yeah, he did.
All for showing the blicky on social media, playing around.
He fucked up the pack.
Hell yeah, them niggas ain't got not one win yet, yo.
Yeah, 25-game suspension.
And they only on game 8 right now or some shit like that.
That'd be crazy if they don't win no games until they get back. They ain't going nowhere if that's the case. But we got like fucking, how many games? About fucking 100 and something games?
82
games.
Like
182 games.
Yeah.
And they tried to shorten it a little bit last month. You know, they tried to negotiate
with
the playoff
match.
They were like,
if they lost all 25 of those games, is there a way they could still make the playoffs? How many games they would have left? 60 games? 60 some games? There's no way you could.
Well, if you lose 25 games out of that 182?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means you'd have to not lose not one game after them 25 games.
So
you can't even lose by 1 point.
They got to get in position for at least hold it down so when he get back. Y'all got to at least win fucking. When 25 games is up, they record got to be at least. Oh, man, they got to have at least
Wins. Look at the football season. We already halfway through the season. It's already game week 9. It's only 18 weeks in football.
That's crazy.
You can go by quick.
You know what I mean? Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a bunch of games going on tomorrow.
I think the Philly and Cowboys. That's
Cowboys.
One of the ones I'm looking forward to watch Philly and Cowboys. I want to see the Dolphins and Dolphins versus fucking Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Kansas City.
That's an early game.
That's in Germany.
Like overseas, that game. Yeah, overseas.
That's going to be
got to wake up and.
You know, they traded Tyreek Hill from fucking KC. That nigga's a beast. And now, you know, they
this
like...
This is a 9:30 game, kid. This is a 9:30 game. I'm definitely looking forward to the Jets game against the Chargers. But that's on Monday night.
Chargers? Yeah, every game is popping.
Yeah, Monday night.
Cowboys Eagles.
Gonna be a lot of shit talking for real, especially on my timeline because I have one half prideful Cowboys and one half prideful Eagles. So it's gonna be a lot of back and forth.
Can't throw no fucking interceptions back.
The best team in the league right now is the Eagles, but you got a lot of second place teams, you know. Yeah, they number one. They got the best record, 7-1. The Jets gave them that loss too.
That's looking good, man. We holding in there, man. We hanging in there. We look like we might do something, man, even, you know, without Big Dunn with us.
And Rodgers.
But on the American Football Conference, you know, the AFC, you know, there's a lot of good teams, you know. Got the Dolphins, got the Bills, got the Chiefs, got the Ravens. Steelers, Jaguars.
Yeah, it's going down. It's definitely going down.
But yeah,
I know we got some heat for the people.
You already know man.
You know,
we already on
it. You know, we in November. So, you know.
Time goes
happy
back
birthday.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Time goes back tomorrow.
No, they. I thought that shit went back already.
And when you get adjusted
but
to it, I think go ahead, we got adjusted to the time. We got adjusted to it after 2 months. And now it's supposed to be going back tonight. I think about 2 o'clock.
Wait.
Yeah.
Word.
At least we get an extra hour.
I'm just glad that shit ain't. I'm glad that shit ain't affect the show, you know? You know how all the last couple years, that shit always affect the show. We got to wait 1 more hour because the time done went ahead or the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Marathon. How many niggas watching the marathon? How many niggas be watching the marathon, yo? Niggas be really watching the marathon? You got motherfuckers that love watching
marathon?
The marathon. Yeah. That's tomorrow.
I ain't
too.
Watching that shit.
You know, black niggas don't give a fuck about no jogging. Black niggas don't care about
shit.
The marathon. That's some funny shit, yo. Niggas do not care about the marathon. Only time they watch that shit is because it comes through the hood. Like, they got to come, I think they got to come past here.
I mean, the last time I even watched that shit was because, what, you know, the one of the marathons and a lot of hip-hop people was running through that shit. Diddy was running through it. A couple other people running through it. That's only the reason I tapped in to see these motherfuckers running for no damn reason. What the fuck you running for?
I'll fucking walk a marathon. I ain't running the motherfucking place.
Motherfucker,
yeah,
get a cramp.
When's the last time you broke into a sprint? Like a kid, like, you know, just ran. Block or something. Niggas don't do that, man. You can't. You fuck around and be down.
Yeah, you might catch it. Might catch a cramp. Might catch a cramp on the hammy.
I told my son I beat him in the race. He's like, oh, Dad, you don't want to do it. I'm like, come on. Man, he's fucking out. I was fucking down. I didn't even get nowhere. I'm like, damn, I thought I had a chance. I had no chance.
Oh, man. Damn, he smoked you like that?
Look at you, Rick. You can't be just letting no rape people.
Hell yeah, I'll be in the race.
Hell no.
I might not last. I might not last, but I'm definitely taking off way before he take off.
You think you could be just under the race?
I might not.
I don't think so.
I might not make it down the block, but I'm them first couple runs, them first off the line. I'm a smoke you off the line, but the last of the race, I might just quit by like the fourth fifth house. I might just be like, nah, I did. I beat you in the first 3 seconds of the race, man. That shit's it. That shit's over. But running stop sign to stop sign, I ain't doing that shit. Yo,
from
this stop sign to that stop sign, I ain't doing that shit. I gotta train for that.
You gotta train for that? You gotta freak your Achilles heel, nigga, fucking around trying to run.
I got conditioned the body for that shit. Ain't no way I'm just going to get up off the couch and yo, we're going to run from stop sign to stop sign, and I ain't fucking prepared for that shit, you know? Like, when you a little kid, you doing all kinds of shit. You building your endurance. You doing this. You playing ball. You playing baseball. You doing all kinds of sports shit all day. You racing your friend up and down the block. After a certain age, ain't no old man doing that shit. Nobody doing that shit.
That's for sure.
But yeah, we about to go ahead and hit y'all with the music. Call number.
The call number is 516-531-9596. Let's go.
Vertigo, a feeling of dizziness, a swimming in the head.
Swimming in the head, swimming in the head, swimming in the head, swimming in the head.
Creeping around the corner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chef, how come every time you call, you always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady Big, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, this place, more.
Tap water for a basic bitch. Seen her come up looking at me. Probably need to get your LASIK fixed. You need to focus better. We own a deed to the lot. You get evicted, hit with a 30-day notice letter. You never catch me slipping on a slight. Better chance of getting struck by lightning twice. I'm in a cinnamon color vintage, smoking spice. Cop a load of price. Pop wheelies on motorbikes. Then get down on one knee, squat and throw the dice. I'm head cracking, dodging hailing raindrops in a lead jacket. Victory laughing, saw the finish line and sped past it. With flying colors, hit the gas and burn the tires rubber. And play a boat for the entire summer. In Portofini, they call me Sergio. Suede slippers cost a 30 ball. Stare too long and get vertigo. It's more than any man can see. I organically push a button and open the door up mechanically. Then peel the skin off of a mandarin, get some extra vitamin C. I'm drippy, I'm a Saks Fifth window mannequin. Your man try to stencil the manuscript. Impossible, my face is that of an ancient god etched in an amulet. When I go to break down a beat, I dismantle shit.
Got the game on a leash like six special kids with helmets on. Tumble out of limos with leopard on. Bring my own homemade food and a Tupperware to the restaurant. And practice various wrestling moves on a leprechaun. Nothing better you can spend your shekels on. Thug bitches and Peyton Manning jerseys. She took a bump, now she's chirpy. And then I had to stop the car, cause she had to take a dump, mother mercy. Shit, she must have had the turkey. Thug bitches and Peyton Manning jerseys. Lifted F-150s. The way I hit the corner, bitches calling him Ricky. Say bye to fly three times in the mirror, man, this shit can get tricky. They'll never find you amongst the hickory.
What is that hickory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His body's probably washed out of the Wolf Canyon
somewhere.
Hey, guys, just bought a kilo from my dog in B-Lo. Mixing fentanyl with diesel. That shit they selling clogging needles. Nigga twist so I don't talk to people. Two clips, that's enough shots for you and your alter ego.
Flight coming in from Puerto Rico. Landing on the East Coast, nigga. And now I'm drive cars with keyholes. Y'all niggas just getting fresh and y'all talking fashion. I'm a veteran, Dior Letterman with the army patches. Turn my every summer run to a comfortable number one. I become elite, underground king like I'm Uncle Bun.
Another run, nigga, we got rich off the right vision. To get the squares from here to there was a life mission. I planned it, and all I had was a flight ticket. When I landed, I took advantage of the price difference. Listen, nigga, I got a hand that could write scriptures. But y'all take the stand and land me in tight fences. Fuck a life sentence, pray God hand me the right riches. And turn this one brick to a family of white bitches.
These the results you get when you the reason the culture shift. Don't believe in that vulture shit, had to feed my associates. I made sure everybody eats, yeah I think like a socialist. $1 million empire from a piece of a broken brick.
You know these hoes ain't shit, so I cheat and don't commit. I'm rich, I just can't go to sleep with a broken bitch. Loaded fist, press a button, and the scope focus quick. And the clip longer than the script from a motion pick.
I sold dope to a fiend while she pregnant, emotionless. I'm not a caseworker, that's not a reason I sold the shit. Who cared I wore hand-me-downs too big for my clothes to fit? Who cried for me when my relatives stole from me for a hit? Look, these lames still caught up, cause my name's still brought up in top five combo from Langfield to Gainesville, Florida.
I remember vividly,
trapping with my toast, Bangkok, bagging up in dope spots, junkies on the floor. These niggas ain't real as me, and it ain't a close shot. I don't fuck with no ops, burying them all. $1 million tendencies, all I do is show stop. Tractor trailer coke drops, I done seen it all. I'm ballin' till infinity, catch me at the boat dock. We ain't boardin' no yachts, just a low and raw. I remember vividly.
Sorry it took me so long, but y'all know when I'm here, I'm here. Already know what it is. Rap abortionist, I came here to murder you kids. It's my pleasure, the underground hip-hop treasure. Verse too cold, niggas ain't diamonds under pressure. Trending bars, don't forget to tip your bartenders. My 16s get off like juvenile offenders. The hood fuck with me, we follow the same agenda. Your hood front on you like bumpers and car fenders. 12 bars of pressure, shots, no liquor. Rain, sleet, hail or snow, we deliver. The dead rapper club is looking for new members. Career's finished soon as they heard my first sentence.
On the 6 train, out the Bronx, going to Manhattan. Diamond District for a new chain, get me something massive. I'm a classic rap bastard that's always ready for action. Whether fighting or freestyling, I'm always asking what's happening. Nothing, I knew your slick talk was only rapping. Don't let the face fool you, King Harvey never passed it. Represent the rotten apple, survive it and get a casket. Smoke a lot of weed, so some say it's a habit. Pass it on the left hand side and show respect. Don't make me come to your town and show you how to flex. What's next was nonsense, but you tried your best. Now exit stage left and leave the mic for the vet.
Hey yo, show my gang manners, don't need the two cannons. Yeah, niggas know my status, the gorillas go bananas. We come in, we wreck shit, we cause a type of damage. We body anybody, kill them all.
God damn it,
hey yo, show my gang manners, don't need the two cannons. Yeah, niggas know my status, the gorillas go bananas. We come in, we wreck shit, we cause a type of damage. We body anybody, kill them all.
God damn it, damn it, damn it.
Anybody get it, I'm a menace. Like old dog, you a menace. Like did it, and these suspenders for a pop out and pop out with a mean toothpick. Without the biscuits and hot fries, 5'9" nigga with the spirit of a giant. And had you running back like Saquon, they can try it. Right off the snap, I'll be throwing perfect timing. To stop me, dog, you gotta trip me with a tight end. Right and I'm excited, I'll be vibing off the top, back block, like the underground version of the lock. And like a drop of power, hit your ass with punchline. I'm throwing the mic, so please, y'all, record one time.
Just put on a beat and give me the mic. My cipher ain't complete if my team ain't getting right. Put my name with the elites, nigga, because I'm nice. No need to be discreet, cause you gotta name your price. You don't work, you don't eat, so I apply pressure. When I die, I can sleep, swinging it like lemon pepper. South side of the turn, raise me to be a stepper. Backsplot gang, yeah nigga, I'm a rapper. I let the rhythm hit him, Eric B and Rakim shit. Fuck with the fam, then it's murder or attempted. Even bitches get it when I'm stabbing them with inches. Spin shit and send it, I was raised with this tradition. Legend. Hey yo, show my gang manners, don't need the two cannons. Yeah niggas know my status, the gorillas go bananas. We come in, we wreck shit, we cause a type of damage. We body anybody, kill them all.
God damn it,
hey yo, show my gang manners, don't need the two cannons. Yeah niggas know my status, the gorillas go bananas. We come in, we wreck shit, we cause a type of damage. We body anybody, kill them all.
God damn it, damn it, damn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Screwball Radio Live for the Matrix. Nothing but that fire, man. We got to keep that fire going, man. Word.
Hell yeah.
It's fire.
Well,
yeah, rest in peace to my nigga Larry passed away. My nigga Oh, man, I got my man passed away, man. My OG nigga, man. Stay one of my day ones, man. Rest in peace, Larry Panic, man. But, gee. Oh, man. Nigga,
yeah, rest in peace. I'm going to send a happy birthday, too. You know, happy heavenly birthday, you know, to your cousin KL, too, you know. Prodigy, rest in peace. You know, it's just their birthday the other day. You know,
sure.
Too many good people.
That's
KL
man too, yo. That's KL man. Him and Larry Panic was fucking used to be wilding together. The niggas wilding together now, together up top, man. You heard? That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many solid ones passing away, man. But they memory live on through us.
Yeah, man, this is crazy, man. We can't stay here forever, man. Can't stay here forever, baby. Got to go. Just got to make the most of it while you're here.
No, we got some more. For real. For real.
Yeah, I'm gonna even have some more fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we definitely got some, man. But just want to thank everybody that was tuning in tonight's show. 153 is in the books. We hope y'all get a good extra amount of sleep tonight. Stay blessed. Thank everybody for supporting us. And we out.
Who has?
Let's go.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Kamikaze represent.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Kamikaze represent.
Hey yo,
mention our name. It shines like a gold chain. KL Kamikaze legacies in this rap game for sure. Playing bombs in your local record stores with Vietnam and poppers. Niggas can't stop us. We wrote the version. Niggas need rehearsing. Front on this quick, nigga, you'll be a missing person. So my niggas in the hood, this is how it's going down. Got shorties from out of town that love to hear the sound. KL, easy to spell with a deep definition. Flooding competition, every line is a different mission. We mix the kick and the snares from last year. Enhance the bass so the deaf can hear the jam of the century. Smooth walls of mystery. Kamikaze, private records, promo history. Taking the industry to another galaxy. Squawk the tree to fill my glass with plenty of Hennessy.
Word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread
yeah. Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Tracks like my Zodiac, been off the cognac. I got the G stack with the cabin stack, with the Henny low it mad chicken with my monkey on they back. See, I'm still swollen, stickity's no joking. Soting for all your stale niggas, cheese molding. The young outspoken, triggered blunt smoking, joking, open off the title, a damn broken. So in hell it's smoking your tubes. I'm that nigga with all the right moves, paying tonight's dues. Plus I got your chicken glued to me like a Ricky and Jimmy. You're all my chilling, crunk killing, remix filling. Puppies, bears, the dollar bills and stacks like real or reals in the house of his shit. I break it down and deal with it, bring it back and build with it. Mix the right components and I just might kill with it. What?
Word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
Kamikaze represent.
East Coast rock, home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
And yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
So spread it around.
And yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock. Home up to hip hop.
This is how we get down.
And yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rock.
So spread it around.
And yo,
the Kamikaze regime, the traders from Queens is packing gas under west of fatigue. Bagging tight jeans, making eight rounds through my Bristol Olympus. The sets relentless, it's all about a winning quick.
Kamikaze representing the borough of fire.
top. Keep it live, son, check it. Many won't survive. This 9-6 mix, son, is better than ever. The house of hits is coming through, so get your together. If you wanna get fly, well, here's a plane ticket. As we kick it, get wicked and fly heads like airlines with a style like mine, while Marley supplies the baseline.
Let it shine, pushing the bubble to chase times. Rap Optimus Prime on the verge of splattering and spread it. So anybody contest, get dead it. Shred it from the team, spearheaded from Queens. Brown looking for the green, getting down for my team. What?
Word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks. Hold up the hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around. Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks. Hold up the hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around. Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks. Hold up the hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around. Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks. Hold up the hip hop.
This is how we get down.
Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around. Hey yo, word is born, this the way the East Coast rocks.
This is how we get down.
Kamikaze represent.
So spread it around.
My left eye jump, I feel bad luck upon me. Made me grab my pump and call my Brooklyn on me. We rock QB to NC, niggas don't want it. The Bay to the G's in the West all on it. We all flaunt it, guns and chicks. And all my thuns rhyme holding they dicks. With a nine on they side from hip to hip. You know them mob niggas is sick and stay bent. Twisted, get right, me and my guns are tight. And we both heated when the funds ain't right. Cause we know someone getting stuck tonight. Before I crash, I'ma fuck me some ass tonight. With a pocket full of dough, and a bottle of that dro. With dreams of fucking some R&B ho. They call me N-O, Y-D, baby. From QB, baby, don't hate me, relate.
I rap Queen. With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queen, stun.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB, done Queen.
The mob rap.
Queen.
You know we rap.
Queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queen, stun.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB, done Queen.
The mob rap.
Queen.
You know we rap.
I blow show in Q Borough. Ain't none changed, same borough. Just more places now. I'm tattooed up now.
What?
Still rep 41st till I be put up in that hearse. Even after that, yo, my daughter and my son gon' live on 718, zip code 1101. And yo, it's Queen, money whips and fiends, bald heads and fades, do rags and waves. Can't forget about Braves. Niggas don't rock like us, ain't no hood like us. And yo, I rep QB till I RIP. 96 buildings, 6 blocks in QB. Every day is like a movie, so you know we had to pursue it. First joint murder music, and yo, y'all niggas gon' feel it. The hood is running wild, every click gon' throw it up, y'all know it up. Queens don't give a fuck.
You know it's Queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queen, stun.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB, done Queen.
The mob rap.
Queen.
You know we rap.
Queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queen, stun.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB, done Queen.
The mob rap
Queen,
you know we rap
Queens, brands, and that's how it is. If I can't get you, I'ma bring it to your kids, your mom, whatever it takes to strike back. I'll be waiting in your crib with a Mac, black gloves, no mask, so you can see my face and realize QB ain't playing no games. We think long range, so we can ride for the kids and look out for my niggas up north,
yeah,
doing biz.
Don't we stop your shine, we Queens niggas. Plus my Bed-Stuy niggas that shoot up your Medina. We the black entrepreneurs, we the black mall. I told you it was more real than words can muster. I see you faggots don't listen, wanna bite my shit. You better walk with security, my niggas dump clips. Catch you with your rap clip and beat the shit out y'all. You can have a 30 deep entourage. You can have guns galore, shanks and more. We can bang till the EMS come and haul us off. I could give a fuck what projects you ride for. We got dogs out there, we not scared, nigga. I'm not the one, we not the team. Matter of fact, don't even write me back. See me in the street,
See me at the next show, catch me at the club. We terrorize, y'all niggas done. You know we rap queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queens done.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB done, queen.
The mob rap,
queen.
You know we rap
queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
Queen.
Casino cash, cream, killer queens done.
Queen.
Where I live, what I rap.
QB done, queen.
The mob rap,
queen.
You know we rap
queen.
With niggas, they get caught up in between guns.
QC.
Casino cash, cream, killer queens done.
QC.
Where I live, what I rap.
What?
The mob rap. You know we rap.
Ron. It's the River Park jams and shit. This is like more Ira, you know what I'm saying? Back over there and shit, that was like, you know, back in the days and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's real little. But when we start coming up, they used to have the jams right here and shit. Well, in this part right here. You know what I'm saying? We should get it on and shit. It should be crazy. Well, one time and shit, like a little scuffle broke out, you know what I'm saying? And the niggas from out of town, they ran this way and shit, you know what I'm saying? Or instead of trying to run out the park, they ran this way. So the whole jam chased them niggas, whoa. Whole jam chased them niggas, son. Niggas jumped in the river, whoa. Jumped in the river. It's crazy. Niggas throwing shit on them, throwing bikes at them and everything, whoa. It's crazy. Whole lot of good shit down here, whole lot of bad shit. You know what I mean? Niggas fighting and shit, niggas shooting. Niggas getting killed. You know I'm saying? Niggas partying, having fun. You know what I'm saying? It was real crazy back then, man. Whoa. The hood calmed down a lot, but you know, shit's still gangster though.